down to this, I think that there are several key statements that most of us would agree to, that epidemiology has contributed greatly to public health, that epidemiologic methods have become increasingly sophisticated, and that protection of human subjects while doing this epidemiology has become more complicated. I'll frame some issues, but I'll leave it to the panelists to actually expound on these. Federal rules govern research. State law governs public health practice, but distinguishing which applies is sometimes difficult. Program funding may not be used for research in most cases, but program data often lead to important generalizable discoveries of the sort of thing that we expect research to uncover. Rules for special populations can complicate research. Think of students and FERPA. You'll hear more about that. Just as an example from my own experience, we are seeking funding for a program to intensively promote HPV vaccination in schools. There's very limited state and local funding going to this project, no federal funding. Some schools will get an intervention, others will not. We will evaluate uptake of the vaccine at all schools. So the question arises, is this research? Is it program evaluation? What rules apply? What system changes are needed, if any? These are not trivial questions. We're debating them heartily back in my home state of Washington. Here are the rules for our panelists, that each of them will have 15 minutes for a presentation. I'll give them warnings actually at 10 minutes, 5 minutes, and 1 minute. The final panel comments will be for 10 minutes. I'll ask you all to hold questions until after all of the presentations. Just jot a note to yourself as a reminder. And then I'm hoping that we'll have a lively Q&A and discussion for the final 30 minutes of the session. So with that, allow me to introduce our participants. First will be Dr. Lisa Lee, who serves as the Assistant Science Officer in the Office of the Chief Science Officer at CDC. She is the deputy to the Chief Science Officer and assists with the development and execution of scientific and research strategies in support of CDC's mission. She spent many years as a senior epidemiologist with the Division of HIV/AIDS Prevention at CDC, where she led domestic HIV, national HIV/AIDS surveillance activity. She's conducted research on HIV and fertility, HIV/AIDS survival, HIV and tuberculosis, the development and evaluation of surveillance systems, and data quality. Before joining CDC, she spent 13 years working in local and state public health programs. She's a graduate of Johns Hopkins University. Our second speaker will be Dr. John Middow. He's the Florida State Epidemiologist with the Florida Department of Health, a position he's held since February of 2006. Prior to that, he served as the state epidemiologist for the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services from 1980 to 2005. Board certified in internal medicine and public health and preventive medicine, he began his career in public health at the CDC in the Epidemic Intelligence Service in 1975. He's been a member of the Alaska Native Medical Center IRB for 25 years. He's the lead on public health law for the Council of State and Territorial Epidemiologists. He's worked extensively on HIPAA, FERPA, and other issues related to public health practice and human subjects research. And our last presenter is Dr. Stanley Weiss. He graduated from Yale College and got his MD from Harvard Medical School, completed his residency in internal medicine at Montefiore Hospital and Medical Center in the Bronx, and included some epidemiologic research at the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta at that time. He then went on to NIH, completing a medical oncology and epidemiology fellowship, two different fellowships, at the National Cancer Institute. He is a professor. He's been faculty at the F. Edward Herbert School of Medicine Uniformed Services University of the Health Sciences in Bethesda, and in 1987, he became a full-time member of the faculty at the New Jersey Medical School, where he is a full professor with tenure. He's board certified in internal medicine and medical oncology, a prolific author. He has published over 350 book chapters, abstracts, and articles in peer-reviewed journals and other scientific meetings. He's done research in the fields of human retroviruses and is an expert in the epidemiology of infectious diseases and retroviruses. He's also done research in comprehensive cancer control and asthma. And so with that, please welcome Dr. Lisa Lee.